The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The right and wrong ways to cook burgers this summer. Getting close to Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial kickoff to summer. Joining us, six-time Emmy-nominated chef, Chef Plum. You can find him online at chefplum.com.
You know something there, Chef?
Tell me.
There was a time at my barbecues that nobody knew that the party was started until I had actually lit the grill on fire.
The whole grill?
Yes.
Oh,
because
hopefully.
I would put too many burgers on at once. So it's good for you to go over proper technique here, I think. It's safety concerns.
I agree.
That fat content from the burgers definitely drips down. So let's talk about that for a second.
Oh, we should also point out, though, if it sounds strange, it's because we're broadcasting from outside in our parking lot.
So let's talk about it real quick. So when you go to buy ground beef to make a burger or you buy a burger, you'll see a number. It'll say, like, 90-10, 80-20, right? Those numbers are fat content versus lean meat. So the more fat content you have, the better the burger's going to taste because fat equals flavor.
But then why are the ones that are leaner, the 90%, 10%, more expensive?
You're putting a less expensive product using less of it.
Yeah, but 8 by 20, I'm more likely also to get myself a mouthful of knuckle, right?
Well, you shouldn't, no.
No.
But it adds so much flavor to it. Like today, we're going to use a Wagyu burger, which have a very, very high fat content, which means flavor. So what we're going to do first of all is we want to season these guys up, a little salt. We're not going to use black pepper because black pepper burns. We always finish with black pepper. Don't cook with black pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of the salt, you might think, hey, is that a lot? It's not. A lot of it comes off as you're cooking.
Okay.
So you might even see me season them again. So I'm going to open this guy up. You can see here on my grill, I've got one side where all the coals are nice and hot. One side with a little bit cooler so I can move things around. Put it down. Beautiful.
Should I be doing that with my grill no matter what at home, even if I'm not doing charcoal? Should I do a hot side and a lower side?
Great question. I always like to do that too. You know, I'm going to have one side hot, one side not as hot, because what you can do is control it better, right? Control is the key when you're grilling. So we've got burgers, we've got buns. You know what we need? A burger sauce. Let's talk about how to make an easy sauce. So I got a bowl. I went into the refrigerator and I found some mayo, right? A little mayo. Here we go. A little mustard in there. There we go.
Okay.
I'm going to hit it with a little bit of lime juice.
I mean, this looks pretty simple so far.
Oh, yeah, I love all this stuff, right? A little lime juice, a little pinch of salt in there. There we go. And then sriracha sauce. You can use any hot sauce you want, but add so much flavor.
What I've noticed over the last few weeks of us doing all these grilling segments is that you use hot sauce on everything, sriracha. Is that a staple for barbecuing?
Well, I like it because it adds a lot of flavor. It adds a lot of acidity to things. Same thing with lime. Lime is great for that as well. That mustard adds a little tang. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you want to get really fancy, throw some pickles in there chopped up. Absolutely delicious.
It looks like the Big Mac sauce. Is that Big Mac sauce?
It's not exactly Big Mac sauce. Big Mac sauce is basically a Thousand Island. We're going to let these guys cook for a few minutes. I'm going to show you when I plate these guys up, I have one key special thing to do.
Okay.
Right? We're going to put the lettuce on the bottom of the bun.
Why?
So then the bottom of the bun, tell them, Raven.
It keeps the juices from making their way to the bun and then soaking it all up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. There it is.
You can do the same thing, too. We always put the lettuce and the tomato underneath. Yes.
That's it. Perfect move. Works every single time. So let's come back to it and show it in just a couple seconds.
Is there like a certain amount of time that you're supposed to get before you flip your burger?
Great question. No, I only like to flip things once. And I'll let grill tell you when to do it. If it's sticking, don't force it. Let it go a little longer. When it comes unstuck naturally, that's when you want to flip it.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Yeah.
Okay.
And don't play with it. You know, you don't want to play with it as much as humanly possible. This doesn't count as my flip.
Same belief.
But see how I'm just turning them a little bit?
You're just rotating them.
Yep. To get those hashtag marks on them.
Yeah.
That's the idea here. So these will take about two or three more minutes in here. And then when they're ready to go, we'll plate them up, put a little sauce on them, and you guys will eat burgers.
Yeah, let's do it. Speaking of Memorial Day, you got a whole big event going on, right?
Oh, I cannot wait. This event is so fun. I get the chance to work this year with Dan's Taste. They make all these great events that happen all across the Hamptons. The one that kind of kicks off the summer is called the Rosé Soirée. I'm going to be there. We're going to make an amazing Wagyu burger with our friends from 7X. Mm. It's going to be such delicious times. We may even live stream the whole thing on Instagram. I'm not sure. I'm thinking about it.
If you want to check out the video to this, you can head to our Instagram at Anna and Raven. See it all for yourself. And remember to follow Chef Plum at Chef_Plum on Instagram.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.